Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ubishil ze tzrichin laharchik atzmoi beyoiser milekabel matonois." This is one of the reasons why the Torah advises a Jew to stay far away from gifts, not to encourage people to give you gifts, but to run away from gifts. K'may shomra zal, as the Gemara says, u'k'may shekosev, and it says in the pasuk, v'soinei matonois yichye, that one who dislikes gifts will live longer. Ki alias hakidusho koshe sheyihye bechinom ki im bekesef mole. This is a super, super important statement that's being made here. It's very difficult to make a tikkun without paying. For free. Unless you pay in full. K'may shekosev b'Zohar HaKodesh, le'inyin k'nias hamitzvois u'maisim toivim. As is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh, when it talks about doing mitzvois or doing good deeds, shetzrichim liknoisam ba'agar shlim. The Zohar HaKodesh says that when it comes to a mitzvah, you got to make sure to pay full price for it. Ki hasitrachro nikras chinom kiyodua. The Sitra Achra is called free. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring this in a lot of places in Chosh Mishpat. He discusses this, and he proves it from the case of Avram Avinu when it came to the case of the Moras HaMachpelah. They offered him, no, no, take it gladly. And he said, no way, I'm paying for it. He paid Arba Mea Shekel Kesef Oivel HaSecher. And the same thing is when it came to Dovr HaMelech acquiring the Mokoy Mikdosh. Arav Nahayevusi said, take it. He said, no thanks, I'll buy it, I'll pay for it. And the same thing is true in Uman. When Kravchuk says 40 dunams, 600 dunams, it's zero until you pay for it. Okay, kishemekabel hachefetz bechinom b'matono, therefore, when a person is given a certain item as a gift for free, koshe ma'oid levarer ulahalois hakdusha sheyeshon. It's extremely difficult for the person to make the tikkun that that item needs on it, to elevate it. And then what happens is the klipois are able to attach themselves to that more easily. And they can not only damage the item, but they can subtract from that person's life. They can actually, because this item belongs to you, if this item is now in your possession, if they can grab onto that, they're grabbing onto you in a sense. Ki haklipois heim sitra demoisa, because klipois are called malachamoves, sitra demoisa. V'alkein, soinei matonois yichye. This is why the pasuk says, one who dislikes gifts will live longer. Now just to use an example, usually when you buy something, or when even a child, if a child is made to pay for something, he'll watch that item much more carefully. There'll be less chance of that item being damaged or lost than if the person was given it as a gift. We're talking about pigashmius now. Most people, when they get something as a gift, you see there's a certain level of less consideration, less watching, than if I know I spent $1,000 on that item, I'm not going to lose it so easily, I'm not going to give it up so easily. We have halachas in Shabbos. When it comes to a fire, Shulchan Aruch says if a fire breaks out, there's certain takonis that are made that you're allowed to save certain parts of your property. In other words, you're allowed to do certain things. Why? Because the Chacham said if we're not going to allow you to violate certain laws, the Rabbonon, you might come to put out the fire completely. Why? Because Odom Bohul Machmas Mamoinoi. Because a person, when it comes to his own money, he's very nervous about it. Whereas, if a person finds a mitzia on Shabbos, a person finds something, the laws are different in what he's allowed to do to save it, you know, to save it for himself. Why? Because easy come, easy go. The fact that the person found that they got it for free, they're not going to go nuts in losing it as if they worked to earn it. So we see again that even on a gashmius level, there's a different attitude completely when the person owns it, the person paid for it, than the person got as a gift. He feels more strongly about it. Beruchnius, on a ruchnius level, when you pay for it, you're much more in control of that item, in a position to make the tikkun beruchnius for that item, than if you didn't pay for it, than if you were given it for free. So to the concept of all the manias, all the obstacles the person goes through in coming close to the kedusha. Rabbi Nezal says, according to how many menias a person has in coming close to a tzaddik or in coming to Eretz Yisrael, that'll determine how solid their kinyan is on the item. Because again, the fact that you had to break, each time you went through those menias and broke them, that made your kesher a more permanent one. V'yalkein tzrichin lichtoi b'shtar matono kosvuhu b'shuko v'chasmu b'bro. This is why the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody writes a shtar matono, they have to write that this shtar was written out in public and it was signed in public, publicly. Ki ikar hu aliyo hu bebechinas chitzoniyois. Because Rabbi Nezal explained in this chapter of Likut Imran that when you have two people on two shepnimius hatachtoin nase chitzoniyos la chitzoniyos elyoin. Rabbi Nezal explained that according to Kabbalah, we mentioned this yesterday, when you have a person, each person has two levels, their pnimius and their chitzoniyos. Their pnimius means, let's say, their ruchnius, their Torah and tefillah, for example. Their chitzoniyos means their achil and shtia, their sleep, their business. We said that when a person has an aliyah, when Reuven goes up a level to Shimon's level, let's say Shimon's on the 31st floor, Reuven's on the 30th floor, and he wants to go up. The Arizal explains that the part that goes up is the pnimius. It's the pnimius of Reuven that goes up and becomes a chitzonius to the chitzonius of Shimon. Now, that Shimon, who was on the 31st floor, had his pnimius and chitzonius. When someone from the lower level goes up, he doesn't go up and become equal right away. First, he becomes a covering, in a sense, a chitzonius to the other person's chitzonius. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, we see that when there is an aliyah, it's in, on the chitzonius level. Shepnimius tachtoi nase chitzonius lechitzonius o'elyon. It's the pnimius of the one on level one that becomes a chitzonius to the chitzonius of the one who was originally on level two. Ubifrat aliyas hanitzutzoi shebamaso matan. And certainly, when it comes to making tikkunim on money, if we're talking about money, shehamasumatan bechlal hu bebechinas avoidas chitzonius. Business in general is called chitzonius compared to limud haTorah or tefillah, those things which are called pnimius. Kemuvan baTorah anal, as Rabbi Nezal explained in that chapter on Likut Imran. When we talk about a person's holy part and the person's less holy part, we refer to it as bias and chutz, in a sense, the bias and the shuk. The marketplace is called the shuk, the mokomus hachitzonim, as it's called. Rak shegam bebechinas chitzonius biatzmoi bevada yesh pnimius bechitzonius kemuvan bekavonus. However, even within chitzonius, even within business, let's say, even within gashmius, there are two levels there also. There's the holier part of the gashmius and the less holy. V'yalkein b'hamatono. When it comes to a gift, machmashesham kosher levara kanal, because the item was given for free, and we said that makes it difficult to be masakin it. Alkein bekal yecholin lehisaches haklipoy shenechosim bebechinas chitzonius v'yikalkulu hamatono. Therefore, it's very easy for the klipois to latch onto that and mess up the gift. And the klipos can change the person's mind, the giver. I decided not to give it. I want to take my gift back. You know, that kind of thing. Person gave it, they said they're giving it, and they changed their mind. And spoil the gift. Alkein, ein hamatono nigmeres, at shetihye mefursemes ugluya lakoil. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that a gift, the giving of a gift, is not considered complete until it's made public knowledge. Ve'yichtoiv b'shtar matona, and they must write in the shtar matona these words: kosvuhu b'shuka v'chosmu b'bro. This was written in the marketplace and signed outside in public, in front of everybody. This is talking about a Jew giving another Jew a matona, any kind of matona. Even those things, the Shulchan Aruch says, again, today the custom is that when it comes to a birthday present or things like that, people don't usually write a shtar. However, there are cases, we've seen cases, people that give gifts, and then the person says, I regret I ever gave it to you. How does that happen? How does it happen, and why does it happen? Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the theory behind Matana, why Matana is, why the Torah says, Sayna Matana Siyachya, and why Matana is such a weak form of Kinyan, that Baruchnius, the person receiving the Matana, can't, usually doesn't have the same opportunity to make a tikkun on that item as if they would have bought it. And that's why you find in certain cases where you try to give somebody a gift, a certain item, the guy says, no, I don't want his gift, I want to pay for it. Kind of stupid, you say, the guy has been out in the sun too long. I'm willing to give it to you and you don't want to accept this gift, you want to buy it? What kind of person in their right mind would say that? The answer is because the person's neshama senses that they have to make a tikkun on that item. And if they're going to receive it for free, they're not going to have the same control and bilis, and the klipos are not going to be nichne as much as if they pay for it in full. If I paid for it, and my money is kosher money, that act of paying was a punch in the stomach right away to the klipos that surround them. I was machnia them first level. Now when the item comes into my ownership, and I'm going to use it the right way, I'm going to be making all kinds of tikkunim. Exactly. Nama de Kisufa. Excuse me?
What's the border in terms of value of a present where you get into the gray area?
This is why a person has to learn Torah to know what this is all about, what this item Matana, and this is why we find certain rules related to Matana that don't apply to Memkar. When a person might say Shtar Mechira, they don't have to write, we wrote this Bashuk outside and it's being public now. By Matana, yes, why? Because by Matana, there's more chance of these chitzonim getting involved.
Is a token payment good enough, or has to be the actual value?
The answer is sometimes a token payment is good enough, but, you know, because that already makes it that it's not a... For example, Rabbi Nazal said that a Jew should never give a Jew a knife as a gift. However, how do we get around that sometimes, especially when they have these beautiful chali knives and other things, which person wants? The answer is you get the other person to give you something, 10 agorot or a shekel for it, that makes it that it's not maton anymore. It's something outside of maton.
So how does it, when a person gives a money donation, he doesn't want his name mentioned, he doesn't want people to know who gave it.
So there, the protection is, in a sense, that's news. Mm. We say that bichlal, when people find out about something, a lot of times that takes away the bracha from it. That's bedafka why matan beseser, in a sense. That when it comes to tzedakah, we say that one of the highest forms of tzedakah is where nobody knows who gave it. Why? Because of the fact that if people find out about it, there can be a kitrug, there can be complaints, there can be ayin hara, that kind of thing. If people don't know about it, that's a form of protecting the item. So you have like two opposite things here.
Totally
100%.
Which one do you go?
Both.
You have
to know when. Yeah, that there's a hilchas matona in Shulchan Aruch with all kinds of sifin, where there it gives you the halacha aspect of it, and here Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain some of the side. Rav Nosson Zal, look how Siv Zion starts off. One of the most important mitzvahs in the whole Torah, the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Gemara says Hashem gave it to the Jews as a gift. That matono toivo yeshli bebeis gnozai v'shabbishmo. Why? If Hashem loves the Yidden so much, why didn't He have them pay for Shabbos? Buy it, and it would have been a much stronger... Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain that there are certain times when Matana is very important, and there are certain times when the other way is better. You understand? We've learned till now that the Oitzar Matnas Chinam, for Tzadikim it's not necessary. Tzadikim don't want Matana, Tzadikim want to pay in full. But for the Rishoim, who don't have what to pay with, they don't have money, Hashem had to create this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. And because for Rishoim alone it wasn't possible to create it, so you have to force a situation where the Tzadik has to come on to Matana in certain cases. That's what we learned previously. Let's continue. V'zeh shamrazal sivov hanois in maton al chaveroi tzorich lohidiyoi. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person gives someone a gift, you have to inform him that you gave it to him. V'lomdu mi Shabbos. And the Gemara learns it out from Shabbos itself. She'omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, because the Gemara says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matono toivo yeshli bebeis gnozai v'shabishmo. I have this wonderful gift in my treasury called Shabbos, va'ani mevakesh litno liYisrael, and I would like to give it to the Jews. Leich vohidiyom. Go inform them that I'm going to give this to them. from this we learn out a halacha that you're mechuyev to let a person kitzorech loydia mikoydim lechaveroi sheroit zaviten loy matona. Why? Kedei sheyochin esatzmoi lekabel hamatona. Because the person receiving it has to make special preparations to receive a gift. You don't receive to the one you're giving it to. Exactly. Exactly. You can't throw something into someone's backyard and tell a person a week later, you know, I gave you a gift. No, the halacha of matona is that it's not called matona until you inform the person. Of course. I'm sorry? No, either way. But it means that you can't give it without informing. That kind of thing. Exactly.
You can give a child.
That's this Gemara. That's what he's quoting here. Dahainu sheyizgaber esatzmoy lekabel hamatono bigdusho ubetaro lishmoy isporach. The one receiving the gift has to go through a special preparation to prepare himself to receive this with holiness, in order to be able to make a Kiddush Hashem from it. Kidei sheyeh lo koyach ha'idei zeh levarer hakdusha shebechetet shel hamatona. That so that he should rise to the occasion of having the strength and the ability to make the tikkun of this item. Ki machma shebematona kosho levarer kanal. Because of the fact that when it comes to matona, it's much more difficult to make the birur, al kein tzorech hachono mikoidim. Therefore, there has to be a whole preparation. First, the alkein tzorach oidiyoy. Therefore, you have to let him know.
Obviously, it has nothing to do with matanat beseta.
Matan besesa.
Yeah,
that's a whole different story. We'll see if he'll mention that here. We'll see if that'll come up here. But obviously, that's in a class. It's different.
I just wanted to ask, where does that leave us? I mean, a good percentage of Eretz Israel, secular world and the Torah world. Matana. And personally also...
The answer is not true. There's a pasuk that says, Tzadik choinein venoisein. A tzadik is always giving. A Jew who accepts matana, period, is anersian. But a Jew who says that if anybody gives me anything, I'll make sure that I give them back double, triple, 50 times as much, those Jews who live here in Eretz Yisrael, and they have people from outside Eretz Yisrael that are supporting them, and they just accept the money, and they say thank you, and gamarnu, they're on the receiving end. To them it's matona. But a Jew who says that if I have the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael, and this other person doesn't have the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael, they're in Chutz Laretz, and they're helping me, I have a responsibility to them. I have an obligation to them. They're not giving me the money just kacha. They're giving it to me because they believe that by giving it to me, they're buying in Eretz Yisrael. I'm their nachla in Eretz Yisrael. Then I got to make sure to do tremendous... Number one, I got to make sure to use that money bigdusha. More so than if I earned it myself. That money is more delicate and more dangerous than if I just went out to work and earned it. I got to make sure to be careful how I use that money, number one. And number two, I got to make sure to reciprocate. I got to make sure to go to the kotel once a week or once a month to daven for that person. Otherwise, I'm an oni. If I make it my business to fulfill my responsibility to do for that person, then I did my part. Otherwise, it's not even matana, it's stealing. That's the wording that I've heard from Reb Michal at times, that he says if a person gives money to Breslov and quote, this person gave $1,000. Let's say a person asked for tefillah specifically, or even if they didn't ask for tefillah specifically, person who's showing a certain loyalty in their giving, they're not giving stam, they're giving because they assume the person on the other end is responsible. Responsible for what? Responsible, number one, to do with the money. If the person gave specific instructions, I want to donate this money for a building, and then the person takes the money and uses it for all kinds of other baloney, and the building doesn't get built, then again, that's a form of geneva. Or if the person says, I'm giving this money to support the Limud HaTorah here, again, then if the Limud HaTorah is not done the right way, it's no good. Or if the person gives the money out of respect because they believe that this person is a tzaddik, let's say, then if that person doesn't behave like tzaddik, then again, he's stealing that money, even though they don't see it. Or if a person gives money for tefillos, and again, if the tefillos aren't done with consistency, Reb Michal, and I heard a woman, millionaires, once say to me that she had a certain illness and she was going from yeshiva to yeshiva giving tzedakas, trying to see if it'll help. And she said to me, you know that the feeling that I got in certain places when I gave the money was that if on the way out the door I would trip down the steps, Chas Hashem, by that time the guy forgot about me already. You know, in other words, in going out, meaning a certain lack of commitment, a certain lack of seriousness on the receiving end, to know that if this is matono, there's a major tikkun that has to be made in it, and there's a tremendous responsibility on the other side. It's a very big difference that I've seen between how people deal with it. And here again, a person who accepts money to daven for someone, and they say one tefillah and then forget, each person has to give din v'cheshbon. There's going to be an accounting to know that that's, you thought that was enough, you thought you were yotze, you thought the money wouldn't take nekama on you, you thought the money itself wouldn't zap you. You know, you don't understand that there's Hashem running the world, and there's stealing, and there's buying, and there's giving, and all have different rules.
But isn't that kind of giving to receive?
Correct. Rabbi Nazal said that no one ever gave me anything, that anyone who gives to me is receiving. Because again, by him, this item was so meduktok, so particular. You know, an incredible level of honesty in dealing with the money, and in making sure that the other person was getting more out of the deal. Even the fact that it appeared as if he's the beggar, he's the one who did not, I gave him, you gave him nothing, he gave you back 10 times more. Somebody gives you a car as a gift, and you use that car 99% for mitzvahs. He gave me 15,000, and I gave him the kaisel every single week, and I gave him Moras HaMachpel, and every single mitzvah I had in mind that he's a partner in it, because who gave who? The Gemara says that, Yoyser Mimasha Balabayis, Yoyser Moni, Vyoni does with the Balabayis. Who's giving who? The poor man's giving. When? If the poor man conducts himself the right way. If he behaves the right way, then he's not on the receiving end, he's on the giving end. V'ze b'chinas Shabbos shehi matono toivo shoysa b'veis k'nozov shashem izborach moidia lanu koidim shenosna lanu k'dei shenizgaber l'hochin esatzmenu l'kabel hamatono toivo v'yikora hazois. Rav Nosson explains, this is where the Gemara says that Hashem said, I have this wonderful gift in my treasure house that I want to give to the Jews. And he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go inform them. Because it's gift, you got to inform the person first. Inform him what? So that he should prepare himself properly. This is why you have a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch called Dine Hachono L'Shabbos. Kind of baloney. Why don't we have Hachono L'Tzitzis? Hachono L'Mezuzah? Why is Shabbos different? That there's this whole bit about preparing for Shabbos. Ki Shabbos tzorech hachono. Shabbos bedafka requires preparation. The whole concept of muktzah. What's muktzah? That if this item wasn't designated for use before Shabbos, if I didn't intend before Shabbos that I'm preparing this for usage on Shabbos, I can't touch it on Shabbos. As the Gemara says, there's a pasuk, v'hoyo bayoim hashishi v'heichinu es asher yaviu, that on Friday you got to prepare what you want to use for Shabbos. V'al kein gam ato. Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, even today, shekvar nosan lanu Hashem izborach brachma v'sa Shabbos, that Hashem has already given us the Shabbos, the gift was given already, we received it already, onu tzrichin b'chol yemois hashavua lehochin es atzmenu lekabel matona toiva zois. Sit from Sunday, a Jew has to prepare himself to receive this gift that he's going to get when Shabbos come, every single Shabbos. What's the Shabbos shmo? V'zehu b'chinas zochor es yom ha-Shabbos lekadshoi, and the Gemara learns out, zochreyu me'echod b'Shabbos. It says, remember to make Shabbos holy. Remember, when I tell you remember, usually it means that remember a week from now when I'm going to do this. When should you remember Shabbos from? From Sunday. You have to start remembering Shabbos. She'im nizdam nelo imona yofe. If you find a beautiful item on Sunday, tehe mazminoi l'Shabbos. Reserve it for Shabbos. Hainu b'chinas hachono b'chol sheishis me'achoel l'kabela samatona toivo shi Shabbos. That's the whole concept of preparing during the 6 days of the week to receive this matona. Because it's matona, it requires extra tikkun. Because Shabbos was given to the Jews as a gift, It requires this hachana. And if you don't do the hachana, mi shelo torach be'erev Shabbos, ma yochal b'Shabbat. He's not going to have what to eat on Shabbat. He can't benefit from the matono. And now Rav Nosson Zal takes this to another level. He says there's another concept of Shabbos, which is Olam Haba. V'zeh b'chinas klal kol ho'avoyde shel odom bozeh ho'olam shenikra erev Shabbos v'ho'olam haba nikra Shabbos. We know that a Jew's life in this world is compared to Friday, and the next world is compared to Shabbos. K'may Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos yoichel b'Shabbos. A Jew who makes the proper preparation while he's living in this world will have what to eat when he gets to the next world. The yoim shekulei Shabbos. Ki be'emes I efsher la'avoydes Hashem izborach. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact is that it's impossible to serve Hashem. K'may shekosud, as the Medrash says, mi hekdimani va'ashalem. Which person, Hashem says, come here, bring me your bill, show me who I owe anything to. You did me a big favor, you put a mezuzah on your door, you went out and spent $100 on a mezuzah. So what, Hashem says, I spent $120,000 on the apartment. I gave you $120,000 for the apartment. You did me a big favor, you bought tefillin. I gave you a suit and a car and glasses and all the... In other words, Hashem says, any time a Jew wants to feel that they did something for Hashem, Hashem owes me, Hashem shows it, it's the opposite. I gave you 10 times as much as you're giving me. Klum osoli mezuzah actually nasati loy bayis. Hashem says, did you give me a mezuzah before I gave you a room, before I gave you a house? K'may Shom Razal, as the Medrash says, U'k'may She'omar Atmor Zal B'hasichon Etfeses B'Sipurim Aisiyas Ayin Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal once discussed, in a sicha that's attached to the Sipurim Aisiyas. V'chol ha'avoido shel Torah u'mitzvois she'tzivoisonu la'asois b'zeho ilom heim rak ha'chonois she'tzrichanonu lo'hochenes atzmenu l'kabel matnas yodoi ha'toivo shehu yisporach roitza liten lanu barachmav losid. So that in effect, then what is our mitzvahs? If our mitzvahs we're not giving to Hashem, then what are we doing? In other words, you mean to say I'm not really earning Olam Haba? Because on one hand, people have a perspective that sure, when I come to Olam Haba, I'm going to say, Hashem, you owe me this, you owe me that. And Hashem's going to laugh and say, baloney, I gave you 50 times as much as you gave me. So I don't owe you anything. So if I'm going to be giving you Olam Haba, in a sense, it's going to be in the form of a gift. And you know what your avoda in Olam Hazeh was? You know what your job in Olam Hazeh was? To prepare yourself to receive the gift. The hachona for the matona. That's what it was all about. Ki be'emes kol ha'toiru mitzvois kalim une'imim la'soysam. Because the real truth is that to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah is very easy and very pleasant. K'may shekosud, as the Pasuk says, derocheho darchei noyam. The Torah, the Derech HaTorah is a sweet one. It's not, Hashem didn't give you back-breaking work to do. How difficult is it to go out and buy a pair of tzitzis? How difficult is it to keep Shabbos? Such a torturous item to stay locked up. You know, you don't have to stay locked up in your house. People have more pleasure, more enjoyment on Shabbos, those that are Shomer Shabbos, than the Chiloinim can ever have in 4 billion years, you know, in some ways. Umin hadin ein roi lekabel aleim schar. So therefore, technically, al pi real yosher, it's a person doesn't deserve to receive reward. V'chol ha'socher toiv she'itein, and all the reward that Hashem is going to give eventually, hu rak matnas chinom, is really going to be in the form of a gift in a sense. K'may shekosu, as the Pasuk says, u'lecho Hashem ha'chesed, ki ato t'shalein lishkem aseyu. You, Hashem, are kind in that you're going to pay each person according to his actions. That's a contradiction. If Hashem is paying you according to your actions, that's justice, isn't it? And yet the Torah says it's not justice, it's chesed. Because don't think you did it. It's not that you did the mitzvah. Who helped you do the mitzvah? Who gave you the money to buy the tefillin and all of that kind of stuff? So therefore the Torah calls it chesed. The Torah calls Hashem's act of paying Jews schar for the... It's not dying, it's matana. It's chesed. וכל המצוויס הם רק בחינס החונויס לקבל על יודו מתנס חינו ממנו יסבורך, שהוא השכר של איס המצווה. And all the mitzvahs that we do are simply preparing ourselves. It's a form of preparing ourselves to receive the gift of the reward of tefillin. Let's say the mitzvah of tefillin or tzitzis. Kigoin lamoshel, for example, al yidei she'onu loiv shem tzitzis. When a Jew puts on a pair of tzitzis or a talis, al yidei zeh onu mechinim atzmenu lehisatef bo'or hatzitzis. The Jew is preparing himself to receive that light in heaven that's called the light of tzitzis, velizkois lechaluka derabonon, to be zeichet to that super, super special garment that he's going to get in Gan Eden called chaluka derabonon, a heavenly garment. V'cheinai de mitzvus tefillin, onu mechinim atzmenu lehisater bekisrei demalka. When a Jew puts on tefillin in this world, he's preparing himself to receive the heavenly crown that he's going to receive in the next world, Shehem Oirois HaTfilin B'Sharoshim, which is the light of Tfilin in its place of origin. Ki bevadai al pidin ein magia lehodom schar nifla v'noira kozeh b'shvil tzitzis u'tfilin shem kalim onimim la'soysom. Because certainly it's ridiculous, it's silly to say that Hashem should give you that super, super high level of light in heaven that's called tefillin for the measly little thing that you did on earth of wearing it for a half hour. You know, you didn't go through any superhuman efforts. V'chol haschar sheyikabel avuram hu rak matas chinam. Therefore, the reward is basically in the format of gift. Rak she'Hashem yisborach berachamav chomal aleinu. It's just that Hashem took pity on us. And instructed us to do these holy mitzvahs in this world, so that we should create a vessel, a keli, into which to receive the gift that Hashem is giving us. The same thing is true about other mitzvahs.